When the going gets tough, tonight's guest just gets tougher. Please welcome LaTroy Guyon to the program. LaTroy, what's your feeling and your group's feeling about the Carolina game? You got to be pretty pumped up about that, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped up. It was a great win. I feel like, you know, we played together as a defense out there. I feel like we played together as a team and we trusted each other, and we came out on top.
Of course, LaTroy, for a refreshing change of pace, we got somebody from the Vikings to come over here. Usually works the other way around. And let's see, the Vikings, I think, are 2-5. You're 5-2. You happy you're here?
I'm very happy here. I'm very, very happy.
You know, Troy, I thought it was really interesting towards the end of camp when B.J. Raji was injured, going to be out for the year and so forth, and right away all the media guys, myself included, LaTroy, how are they going to replace B.J. Raji? And you said, well, one of the reasons is me. And you said something to the effect that I know how to play defensive line. I can do this. Mm-hmm. You'll see. And that's turned out to be accurate.
Yeah. I've been playing for now for 7 years this year. And I've been doing a great job at Minnesota, I feel like, in on my behalf. And I knew I was going to come in here and work hard. And, you know, when I came in here in the spring, you know, I got with a great group of guys. Everybody, you know, accepted me well when I came in. And that made me work harder. The minor setback on the injury just made me want to work harder, you know, with the training staff and to get back out there with my team, and that's what I did. And I knew all along in my heart that I was going to play great defense for this great team.
A few weeks ago, you guys played against your former team, and you had a sack and a half and like six tackles. Did you have a bone to pick with your former teammates?
Yeah, I had a bone to pick with them. I wanted to go out there and play great against them. You know, I had seen them practice for all those years, and I knew a lot about them. I knew a lot about the guys that I was playing against, and I gave my guys all the tips I can give them. And we went out there, and we just put a whooping on them.
Yes. LaTroy, in my introduction, I was serious about that because you have, I don't know, for lack of a better word, I'll call it a knack. In Miami, okay, they have four shots at a touchdown from the four, and you dominated that series. And then against the Panthers, they have 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, and you're a critical role in stopping them short and in that situation. What is it about short yardage and goal line that brings out the best in you?
Well, a theme that we have, you know, on our team is grit, you know, and you want to, and D-line, as a defensive lineman, you want to have grit too. You know, you want to have that in your heart, in your soul, you know, in your passion. But, you know, when the tough get going and going get tough, and you know those tough times when your team needs you, you know, you want to be there for your team and show up.
All right, thank you, LaTroy. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, Larry, we have a special little girl here today. It is Rebecca, and it is your 9th birthday, so happy birthday, Rebecca. So you get to ask, yes, how about that? Congratulations. So you get to ask a birthday question of LaTroy.
Do you like it better here than Minnesota?
Yes. I look at it as a big upgrade.
Great question, great answer. Next up, Marlene with a question for LaTroy.
LaTroy, what was the most surprising thing about the game yesterday?
Just how we just took over the game, you know, how we came out and we started, and we continued to finish throughout the whole game.
All right, and next up we have John with a question for LaTroy.
LaTroy, my question is about from week one to the present, do you find that your defensive coaches and Mike, for instance, have been starting to put the packages of defensive players not only on the line but like back by AJ and the guys better to attack certain offenses?
The coaches always have a great game plan, you know, prepared for us. It's always usually up to the team to go out there and dominate and bring the performance that, you know, the head coach is looking for.
All right, sounds good. Next up, it's Larry and LaTroy on the Telestrator. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.